The following is a paid presentation. The views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WIFE or Whitewater Broadcasting. It's time for To Your Health, brought to you by Rush Memorial Hospital. A weekly visit with the healthcare professionals at Rush Memorial to introduce you to the employees and the various programs at the hospital. And now, your host, Julie Gregoo.
I am with the Rush Memorial Hospital Public Relations Department. Today, we're very lucky to have Dr. Lassar, who is a podiatrist at the hospital. Dr. Lassar, how long have you been at the hospital?
I started here in end of July.
So not even a year yet. What was your medicine specialty? I see your background here where you have quite a background of information and studies.
Sure. So I came here as a podiatrist. I'm a foot and ankle surgeon. Came from Cleveland, Ohio. I did my schooling, went to Cincinnati to Xavier University for my undergrad, where I was a major in pre-med. My grandfather, my dad's father, was a general surgeon in Lancaster. He was one of the original doctors there that started up the hospital. And then my father was an internal medicine physician. Since I think I was 6 years old, I remember being at least that old saying I wanted to be a physician. So I went to medical school after college, and then got into a general surgical residency program in Chattanooga. While I was there, I met my wife and met a podiatrist through one of the rotations I was on. I was doing vascular surgery, which is really specialized for peripheral arterial disease, things like this. And a lot of the patients that we referred to us came from a podiatrist. And I ended up meeting this guy at a dinner. I loved general surgery. I loved being in the OR. I loved doing all the different procedures. There were certain aspects that weren't as exciting, and I felt like I was looking for something different. And when I met this podiatrist, he kind of said, you know, why don't you come in and kind of see what I get to do? A surgery center, and he did a lot of really complex surgeries, rear foot surgery, ankle replacement, a flat foot, things that I hadn't, you know, ever learned before in medical school. He knew I was kind of interested in maybe pursuing something different, and he kind of pushed me in that direction. Mm-hmm. I was there in Chattanooga, and I met my wife, Summer. She was a trauma nurse specialist at the hospital.
And the rest is history, right?
Exactly, the rest is history. So I kind of convinced her. I asked her, I said, would it be okay if this was a choice I made? She kind of knew that I would be happier with that decision. And so she was on board, and we moved from Chattanooga to Cleveland, Ohio. So mm-hmm. I actually went back to school, did another 4 years of a podiatry medical school, and then a three-year residency. It was a long time getting there, but I have a lot more appreciation for what I can do for people.
Well, I was going to say, you're very, very well-rounded, too, as a result.
So I just finished up my three-year residency program, and I was looking for a job. And while I was there in school and residency, we had two children. So I have two kids, and we were looking for a community where we could grow. You know, we could raise the kids. We could be part of the community. And fate, I think, has a lot to do with where we end up in life. And I met one of my really close family friends is a recruiter. He had multiple jobs before this. Mm-hmm. He was a very good close friend to my older brother, who was a vascular surgeon in Chattanooga, and he started doing recruiting for a company, and it happens that he had got Dr. Hoyer into Rush several years ago. And so when I told him, I said, hey, I'm looking for a job now. And he's like, well, I got a good place that we could look at first. And we came down to Rushville and looked at the hospital and met a lot of the people and got to know some of the community people here. And you know, we had a decision to make.
So Rush Memorial wasn't your only choice, right? You had looked at others
besides
us.
So when you're interviewing for a job, I kind of gave him some parameters of where we wanted to live.
Mm-hmm. Area-wise, location,
yeah,
and
like
such?
In the States. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Ohio, and my wife is from Chattanooga, so we're looking in that kind of Midwest corridor. Ohio, you know, maybe, you know, Western Pennsylvania, you know, Cleveland was a great city. I love that, but it's very saturated with podiatry. There's a school there and lots of podiatrists. So we were looking for something a little different. But so we kind of had a parameter of where we wanted to live, and Rush kind of fell into that area. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I probably interviewed a dozen different places, really solid communities. But there was something special about Rush. It wasn't just the smaller community, but it was the hospital employees. Joyce Geis is our VP of the specialty group, and she is a nurse practitioner. And that made a big difference, knowing that a head of the hospital, someone that helps make policy and decisions, mm-hmm. is also a clinician. She sees patients every day. And now you don't see that hardly anywhere. So that was a huge kind of factor that kind of pushed us to consider this even more.
Well, you know, born and raised here, not always lived here. I am back here, and Rushville and Rush Memorial Hospital is very near and dear to my heart as well. So while some people may seem surprised that you have, in fact, moved to Rushville and say, now why? I mean, I think we all need to take a step back and realize that it is the community and it is the people and it is the place in which you and I are currently employed as well that make a difference, because we can make a difference in many different ways in the lives of people
sure.
at the hospital.
Exactly.
And so,
well, not just the hospital, but the community itself.
Right.
Both my kids are at St. Mary's School, and I'm actually a member of the health board for Rushville. I'm also the team physician for the high school athletics. So, you know, my goal is to get integrated into the community, you know, get my kids involved. My wife volunteered me to be the coach for the Arlington has a soccer team
for indoor soccer program.
Mm-hmm. And so my wife had volunteered me to be the coach without really asking me. She kind of volunteered me, and then I started getting all these messages on my phone saying, hey, coach. So it was a lot of fun. So I got to be the coach for the kindergartners through first grade indoor soccer, which is great. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is great. And, you know, I know there's several areas in which you can import yourself into various programs. I know I saw you and your wife and your adorable children at the games, basketball games, mm-hmm. quite a bit.
Absolutely.
And I was thinking how neat that is that, you know, we have such a nice young couple with a great couple of kids and that you're here in Rushville and right. you're making a difference. So tell me a little bit more about podiatry.
And what brought me, I guess, into that field. One of the things I really enjoy about podiatry is that it's very diverse. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of things with basic foot care. I have a lot of diabetic patients who need to do a little more maintenance on their feet every day. I do routine nail care. A lot of the Medicare programs pay for routine nail care every 9 weeks. So they mm-hmm. can come in every 9 weeks and get nail care, calluses, things like that to taken care of. That's more of a preventative medicine to prevent ulcers, wounds, infections, that kind of thing. Basic foot care for non-diabetics. So there are a lot of different types of pathologies in the foot. There's a flat foot. There's mm-hmm. more of a cavus foot. And these are all caused by different reasons. A lot of the way the bones are lined up in the foot. And then we have to learn how to take the pressures off and kind of realign the foot and help even out the foot so we decrease pain as we walk. If there is a misalignment in the foot, in the bones, that can lead to arthritis, pressure spots, wounds. A big thing that I see every day is plantar fasciitis. A lot of different tendonitis, things like that that we can prevent and help take care of.
You mentioned plantar fasciitis. Is that something that has always been out there? Because I just seem to, with people wearing flip-flops more and more, I don't know if that, you know, there is that idea behind wearing flip-flops can cause enhanced plantar fasciitis.
Flip-flops and Crocs and things like that don't give us any support.
True.
So has plantar fasciitis always been present? I would say yes. There was an article that was written several years ago, and they actually went back and looked at the Egyptian hieroglyphs, mm-hmm. and they had, you know, a lot of the Egyptians with shoes with insert, like looked like an insert in their shoe, going back that even, you know, 5,000 years ago, whenever the Egyptians were around, that they had plantar fasciitis too. As I was describing earlier, as we get older, we all need a little extra support in our feet. As we get older, the ligaments and tendons kind of stretch out. Our feet mm-hmm. actually get bigger. They get wider. The heavier we get, the more pressure on the foot, which causes more stress and strain on the ligaments and tendons. And the fascia that can get irritated and start to cause inflammation and pain. One of the things I kind of reiterate to all my patients when they come in, that every time that we take a step, it's four times your body weight every step. So if an average person weighs 200 pounds and you're doing four times your body weight, that's 800 pounds times 10,000 steps a day.
Is that for each foot?
That's for each foot.
Okay, so I take one step, another step.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Okay, so let's go 20,000 steps.
I did this the other day. I had to actually write it down. So 200 times 4 is what? 800 times 10,000 steps. Okay, that's 8 million pounds of pressure on your foot every day. And that's an average person. If you're working out in the gym or you're running or you're working on concrete floors and steel-toed boots, which a lot of people mm-hmm. do around here, mm-hmm. it's 10 times your body weight. So that would be 20 million pounds of pressure on each foot throughout by the end of the day. So when someone comes to my office and says, I have foot pain, I said, what do you do? And they tell me they work in a factory. I said, well, right. No wonder. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So again, it goes back to the idea that we need a little support. I wear glasses on my eyes to drive, right? I need support in my feet to walk. It's kind of something I think everybody is going to need at some point.
Well, Dr. Lasar, I would really like to thank you for taking time. I know you have a very busy schedule with all your patients and whatnot, so thanks for coming down. And
it's my pleasure. I'm
filling glad
to us
be in
here.
You'll be back, of course, soon.
We have lots of different topics we can discuss. We have lots of things to talk about.
That's awesome.
In the future.
Well, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
No, thank you very much.
Join us again next week for another visit with Rush Memorial Hospital. It's To Your Health, brought to you by Rush Memorial Hospital on Hometown Country 94.3 WIFE. The proceeding was a paid presentation. The views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WIFE or Whitewater Broadcasting.